You are listening Pretty Late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, live in the Allstate Showcase studio. Joining us is comedian and author Erica Nicole Clark. Her book, How to Be a Stalker, is available on Amazon.com. I think that it's a skill set. You don't know. And we also have comedian Paul Farvar in studio with us, and all the way from Austin, Texas, having a good time. Hey, Michael, here's Erica Nicole Clark. Erica Nicole Clark, this is Michael Heideman.
Hi. Hey, Mike.
Sorry. Hi, Erica. Hey, what's going on, Paul? Hey, Patty. Erica, I'm totally enjoying the story. Man, how interesting, right?
Oh, thank you.
So cool. I know. Isn't that crazy? It was a 10-bedroom house. Well, double house. Two kitchens, two living rooms.
It's 3.3 rooms per person.
Michael, how much?
That's how I calculated it. Well, when it was her and her sister.
Michael, do you think that we could get listeners? Maybe we like pool our resources amongst the listeners, and maybe we like do an Airbnb. We buy it and like
Airbnb it out.
And just sort of do like one of those co-ops.
That's how we make our money back for the mortgage.
Oh,
that's amazing. I have $5,000, which is my life savings, and they could have it all.
We would do a timeshare, right?
Okay. Oh, no? Yeah.
How many? Hey. You know how many people will just want to stay there based on the fact that it was Mr. T's house?
But there's nothing that shows that there's not like a gold fountain. No.
We go down and cut all 150 trees
all
they planted.
All sales are final.
Is there a brick fence now?
No, never got the brick fence.
Never.
We can do a tour of like a Mr. T tour.
There's nothing.
Yeah.
And then Michael.
And then you could sell your book at the end.
It's exactly. That's great. I like that.
God, I've already got it all planned.
Michael, you're surrounded by celebrities. I say you to, hey, yeah. You know what you should do?
I think I'm
going to need to do this video tomorrow. I need you to find some celebrities and say, hey, by the way, Mr. T's house is for sale in the Chicagoland area. Would you be interested in buying it with Patty Vasquez and her listeners?
That's awesome. Yeah.
I'm 100% into that. I'm going to ask everybody. In fact, I'm writing the sign right now.
Yes.
Big, bold letters.
$7 million. Yes.
It's funny you say that because today, lo and behold, I woke up this morning and I sent an email to Mick Fleetwood's people from Fleetwood Mac and tried to secure this interview. They made the mistake of letting me speak to him for about 30 minutes.
And
by the
so
end
awesome.
Of it, both Mick and I were talking about investing into Chess Records in Chicago to make it a landmark status and try to buy the place to make it a museum.
Paul just got very excited.
Your $5,000 and his millions.
All his money.
But it was your idea, right, Mike?
I said, you know, I'll be a silent investor. I never said it was going to be full-fledged.
I can make it work. You guys need a lawyer to close that deal. I know someone.
There you go.
Hey.
Yeah,
that works for me.
So
and you can ask people if they're Mr. T fans, and then be like, "Hey, by the way, we have this Airbnb idea."
There is rarely a time when that doesn't come up in conversation,
right? Yeah, that's what I was laughing at.
It always comes up. It's so natural.
Right.
What did Mick Fleetwood have to say today? What were some of the besides buying into Chess Records here in Chicago? Go ahead.
As far as what's been going on?
What'd you learn from him? What were some of the fascinating moments of your interview with Mick Fleetwood?
Oh, my gosh. It was like staring into the face of God or the sun. It was bizarre because he's, for one thing, he's about 7'3".
Uh-huh.
And he has the skin of just like a gold lilac.
What is happening?
Are you in love?
Tom Hush is about to jump on a microphone because he needs to stop you.
That's a very sensual description of Mick Fleetwood. I've seen him. Like, he's great, but ooh.
Have you ever described anyone as having a skin like a gold lilac?
I've never seen a gold lilac. I mean, I haven't seen Mick Fleetwood, so I guess.
It is late in Austin.
Well, no, but this is early in the day. It's how dazzled you were, Michael.
Right now.
I see what you're saying.
Yes, it's late, but it's radio, so I'm trying to paint a picture for people.
Okay, all right, we're in. 7'3".
Gold lilacs.
Skin like a gold lilac.
Smells like gold lilacs as well.
Or golden retriever. Which one? I'm sorry, that was mean. I'm just trying to.
Apologies,
Mick Fleetwood. He's probably as loyal as a golden retriever, so that works.
He's loyal. Okay, we look at. So, what are the gold? What does he smell like? Does he smell like
soap?
Did you
say he's loyal like a golden retriever?
Maybe.
Do you know what the album Fleetwood Rumors is all about?
I was literally about to say that.
Do you not know what that album is about, Mike?
It didn't come up in the conversation, Paul.
That fits actually very good into it because we spoke about the early years. He's putting out this new book which chronicles the years from 1967 to 1974, right before they came to America and met up with Lindsey Buckingham and Stevie Nicks. So he told me all about what was going on before then, and what was going on was he had actually been entrenched in this blues band that he was really into, because the Fleetwood Mac started as this blues band, mm-hmm. and they came to Chicago, and he was explaining that without Chicago, Fleetwood Mac wouldn't even be in existence because of our blues influence. And
wow.
people come to Chicago, play at Chess Records. He put out a blues record wow. called Fleetwood Mac Live in Chicago. Oh, no, Blues in Chicago. With a lot of the famous record producers there, played with Buddy Guy, B.B. King, and this is a young Mick Fleetwood. So hearing him explain these things, I stood there in awe, let alone the fact that he was a gold lilac and silver blue eyes. It was amazing.
He's a legend.
He was swimming in his pools of blue eyes.
That album, well, I know that the history of Fleetwood Mac before Rumors was a whole different band, and you're right, they're called blues bass, but... I mean, Rumors is one of the top 10 albums, in my opinion, of all time. So,
by far.
And now that I know that his skin is golden lilac, now I like it more. I'm going to listen to it on the way home.
In a totally different way.
What did he smell like?
He listens. I didn't really get a good whiff, to be honest.
You saw all that, but you didn't smell him, though.
I know I didn't, but I'm really hoping he doesn't listen to this interview, so he maybe talk again one day, because I'm trying to get him on the show.
Oh, I think you haven't done anything.
No, he's. No, I mean, I worship him. I read the books about the Rumors album being made. You know, the producer of that album was Ken Kelly, which is Kobe Kelly's dad.
Who's Kobe Kelly?
Wow. That Bubbles girl, right?
Yeah. Kobe Calais is an amazing yeah. career.
Oh, Kobe
Calais. Yeah, her dad.
That's not how you said it.
Yeah,
said
you said Kobe Calais. That's what
Calais.
You said Calais the first time.
Ken Kelly. Well, I'm still.
I'd also leave earlier for the airport. All right.
Yeah. I'm getting bullied all night. Esmeralda, now you Kobe and now
hold on.
Eric
we have,
is here.
Look, Mike only has a few more minutes.
Yeah.
Mike, what are your plans tomorrow? Who's your fantasy get for the rest of the? What other gold lilac skinned performers do you want to talk to?
Well, so South by Southwest is going on until the 18th. I'll be here until the 18th. There's a lot of things to do. Music actually hasn't even started yet, so I haven't even seen the music portion of it. I've spoken to a lot of great startups here at South by Southwest. I spoke to Bill Nye, which was...
We saw that video. It's very cool.
Yeah, he was a very fantastic guy. And the cool thing about all these people, let alone it be Mick Fleetwood, Bill Nye... we're going to be speaking to Frank Oz from the Muppets very soon.
Cool. You're going to crush my son. He loves Frank Oz. He's a big fan.
Oh, I'll be sure to name drop him for sure.
Yeah, there you go. We'll take a selfie with him at least. You'll be Griffin's hero too.
I want him to do the voice.
I know.
That's my goal.
Which voice?
So
Kermit?
Fozzie.
Fozzie? There you go. Does he do Kermit? Mm-hmm. I don't know. He might. So
he does. I'm going to force him to do it. I'm just going to do Kermit
Do it now.
Force him to sing Go Your Own Way by Fleetwood Mac and see what happens.
It's a good song.
In Fozzie's voice.
I kind of love that. Now I need to hear it. What were you going to say, Michael?
I was going to say they all have this great connection with Chicago, and that's the cool thing about being a part of like a legendary station like WGN. It's the fact that all I need to do is bring up, hey, I'm from WGN, and Bill Nye goes, oh, WGN, I love that radio station. That's really big in Chicago. Or I bring up Chicago to Mick Fleetwood, and he goes, this is where I got my start in a music career. So it's fantastic. So no matter who I talk to, I already have the first few interview questions down pat. So
I love that.
To enjoy it.
Did you get a chance to see Joe Biden's speech the other day? You know you're going to see that?
Yes, I did. So I sat into Joe Biden's speech. He spoke on his cancer research project. He's doing a moonshot initiative, which is bringing a lot of new data information into cancer research because his son was afflicted with it. So now he's going to be going through that. They have over $70 million invested into new cancer research. And Barack Obama, before he left office, made it one of his initiatives to get started in 2018 and 2017. So he spoke. I saw Mark Cuban speak about disruption in the political sphere. So if anybody wants to get down to South by Southwest, get ready to have your mind blown. Because there's so many things to do that the FOMO is off the charts. I'm constantly just. I feel like
we have to explain what FOMO is. Michael, tell people what FOMO is.
The fear of missing out.
There's so much going on. You have to make a choice. You have to pick one or the other and hope that you. Yeah, you know what? You can't. No regrets, Michael. you pick one thing, you enjoy the hell out of it, and don't worry about anything else.
Exactly. And the only thing that I'm really missing is Paul on the djembe.
Yeah, never again. We're banning him from ever bringing it up again, actually.
I didn't bring it up until someone did. But
I did.
For the record, since you've been gone, Mike, it's been really hard here. I've been bullied all night.
Yeah.
By Esmeralda.
Hey, Michael, did you fly out of O'Hare or Midway Airport?
I flew out of O'Hare.
And what time did you, how much ahead of the departure time did you arrive?
20 minutes. What?
3 hours? Yes. It's something my dad instilled.
That's insane.
No, that's fantastic. What do you do? When you get to the airport early, you know that you're there. I've never missed a flight. You have now. Well, that's because you leave when you only have an hour left before the flight.
We'll see you in
Michael, court. We have to run. We're going to check in with you again tomorrow night. All right?
Sounds great, Patty. And shout out to DJ Tom Hush, by the way.
Yes. Tom's rocking it. Thank you so much, Michael. Have fun. Be safe. Enjoy yourself.
Bye, Mike. See you next week.
I'll ask about the Motel 6 tomorrow, so be ready with notes.
Sounds good.
Bye, Mike. More after this on 720 WGN.